officers take turns sending a sleek drone into the sky. They use a large remote control and watch as the screen displays its surroundings. Officers are calling this tool their Eye in the Sky. Dustin Morrison is the Special Operations Lieutenant for the Pennington County Sheriff's Office. He says they need to learn the rules of operation.
The FAA strictly regulates, you know, a lot of the things that we can and cannot do. So, you know, we have to have a mission-specific thing for us to be able to fly or training purposes. We're not just out flying just for the heck of it.
10 pilots from the Pennington County Sheriff's Office, Search and Rescue, and the Rapid City Police Department are certified to fly the drone. Morrison says the drone provides assistance when people go missing, and it can help keep officers safe.
For example, in a tactical situation, it can go where a person may have to have gone in the past, and with the camera capabilities and allow us to look in areas where a person would have to stand in the past.
Two drones, one large and another smaller, are part of a kit that includes the handheld controls. The price tag? Nearly $56,000.
We have the smaller one for training purposes as well as anytime we're deployed, we're going to bring that with us as well because it's more quickly deployable. It doesn't take much setup. You can get that up right away while the larger one takes a little more setup, but the larger one has more high resolution cameras. It has the infrared on it.
The drones can fly 400 feet above ground and have a battery life of half an hour. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Trina Lockett in Rapid City.